Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Keep it real by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We don't
be it to the left or be it to the right. We don't add or subtract. We just keep it raw and uncut. And we give you an intensive study of this God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And so you can have the feeling that we have, students on this show, lead students, which just we like to praise and bless his holy name, all our soul and all that's within us. It should be. And so that's why we give these bird's eye view, these critical analysis and assessment, crossing every T, dotting every I, so to speak, turning over, leaving no stone unturned, no leaf, trying to get to the bottom, the core of the matter. And then once we've gotten to the core of the matter, not by leaning to our own understanding, but by trusting in Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and praying that he lead us in the right direction. We don't want to move in the right, wrong direction, as that song alluded to. I don't know what's wrong with some people, for the life of me. If you're going to study Yah, why not get it right? Why get it wrong and want to stay wrong? That's fool. That's not someone that loves the Most High, most importantly. Don't want to be wise and understanding, which Sister Hootie have read what wisdom is, who she is, how she got started. She was the first word of the Most High, as Sister Yehudia shared with her studies. Why not get their wisdom and understanding? And, you know, she, and there's these studies coming up that Sister Yehudia is about to share with her studies. I mean, it's good for young, old, young folks, old fools, you know, and so on and so forth. And if you've certainly been an old fool, like Young Soup, been an old fool many a times, but take an ex-old fool advice. Don't be a fool all your life. Get it right. Make the right application. Apply the word of Yah to your life so you can have a more successful life under the mandates of the Most High. Therefore, so Shahudi is one of the lead investigative students. She is from Detroit, Michigan. Cartrio is one of the lead investigative students. He is from New York. Sister Akira, when she comes on, is a lead investigative student, and she is from Hawaii. Ezekiel is one of the lead investigative students, and he is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And yours truly is from Prison Camp, Memphis, Tennessee. But before we get into our studies, I want to share something with you. Do you hate to be wrong about something? Have you ever made a mistake and found out you've made a mistake and you just continue to double down on that mistake? I don't like that. When I find out that I've been mistaken, I want to correct the matter. I don't want to double down on the madness, because here's the deal. What's at stake here is your soul. What's at stake here is your relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. What's at stake here is your relationship with your nation, your neighbors. There's a lot of things at stake here. So don't be a fool all your life. And take an ex-fool's advice. Stop it. Okay? And I have some contemporary comments, you know. Now, there's one more thing I like to say. In conjunction and correlated to what I said. If you hadn't realized it, this ain't a talkity talk show, although we have camaraderie. And sometimes we have humor, because we are from a man that he who laughs was Isaac, one of our founding fathers. The man had a sense of humor, obviously. And so if we have a sense of humor, of course, one of our founding father, Isaac, and I suspect many more outside of Isaac, but we only speak of those, the Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. So if we seem to have some sense of humor, we love each other, and we love the Most High, most importantly. But that being said, I've noticed sometimes when some people come on, see, this is foolish. I know you foolish. You'll throw your hand up, don't know what the hell going on. See, this is an investigative show. The Most High says in Proverbs, a fool answered a matter before he hid. So why you got your hand up? And then when you don't get to get in the conversation, cause and you don't want to listen and be an investigative student, you want to show up to show out and showboat. Or either you want to get them niggas straight. This ain't the spot for that. If you want to shine, don't do it on my dime, okay? This ain't the real talk for real people shine show, okay? This is a real talk for people get some get right show. Now, if you went to being an investigative aspect of it, shut up, sit down. And then when the opportunity comes present itself, stand up, speak up, and shut up and sit down. Don't be trying to shine on nobody. This ain't what this for. And if you think you got all the sense in the world, ain't no sense you being here. Don't come on here. I'm gonna keep it real. Don't come on the real, talk for real, people, study, investigative show of Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. If you ain't gonna shut your mouth and listen to what's said. If you ain't gonna study with nobody and listen to what's said. Ain't nobody got time for your little boy and little girl games. Go on about your business. Skip to the loo, my darling. Where they do that at? We don't do that here. And we accord each other common courtesy, meaning that we listen to what each other says and we study together. Then we answer. It's in the book of Proverbs said, a fool answers a matter before he hears. How you going to come to the study show and you got your hand up already? So I know you're a fool. But that's all right. But you ain't gonna shine on us and you ain't going to interrupt this study show. Okay? That's what you ain't going to do. And then when the opportunity presents itself, we'll give you the mic. And even that being said, you still ain't going to shine. The only somebody shine here is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And you better believe it. May the Most High bless you. That being said, let me bring on Ezekiel. Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you, brother. May the Most High bless you.
Toto, may the Most High bless all of us that's on here. And it's good to hear you guys' voices again and be able to, you know, again, share whatever knowledge and wisdom and understanding that the Most High bestowed on me and any experience I could share on to y'all to help walk straight with the Most High and, you know, continue to keep getting more knowledge and wisdom and understanding. So I'm glad to be back on here. Shalom, y'all.
Great job. Praise y'all, my brother, and glad to have you on with us. And may the Most High continue to bless you. Let us bring on Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Hootie, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Sister Hootie? Sister Hootie? Hit unremote your phone. Okay. Are you there? All right. Well,
oh, I'm sorry. Guess what? I didn't know it was mute. I'm sorry. Shalom, brother.
I knew what it was. I knew what it was.
I'm asking you, I said, who are you pissed off at? I'm just talking, and I looked down and said, oh, it's on mute.
Well, you know, because me being in control of the controls, I have a tendency to know who's on and who wants to speak. And mm-hmm. then, you know, and then we even studied one lesson, one verse of one lesson, and I have a tendency to know those people come on, and then they block their numbers out. So I know they're full of mess, okay? Mm-hmm. And they number 1111111111. See, they're full of mess. See, I try to mm-hmm. nip things in the bud and stop all this foolishness. We ain't got time for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
Right.
Because you did have a lot of ones click on yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I checked them out. And the mm-hmm. day before that. But then when they listen, and that's even before we got started in the studies. And then when they listen for a while, they run away. They don't want to rap.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah. They'll be all right. May the Most High bless them. They'll be all right.
Not angry at all.
No. But, you know, I try to help them get some get right. Don't come over here and try to shine.
Oh, let me mention one quick thing before you bring on Katriel. In some states, they're bringing in the military to help because they claim, and I'm not saying they're completely fibbing on this,
right,
the store handle, because even though Apricorn or whatever it's called is mild, it's more contagious. Now, that's interesting. Mild but more contagious. Okay, what can you say? So they're bringing in the military. I know in Wisconsin. I know in Michigan. And in Washington, not Washington, D.C., but Washington.
Right.
And I do believe maybe California and Arizona.
I think Ohio, I think, was one of them. I think New Mexico was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few states.
Yeah, I think no, it was only six, if memory serves me correctly, sister. It was six or seven. But I don't want to say the numbers clearly. It was six or seven.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few.
Right.
And I want to let people know, yes, it's serious, but at the same time, do your research. Try to do the best to take care of yourself.
Exactly. So
do not make a deal.
Praise the Most High. Mm-hmm. You're sounding pretty good. You didn't get no shot.
Thank you.
Ezekiel is sounding pretty good. He didn't get a shot.
So we try to take care of ourselves.
Exactly.
You know. And I'll just say this right quick. When they say that people who haven't got a shot will end up in the hospital, that's not true.
Right.
Now, if your mind is right, you know how you talk about your mind, there's people who's never got immunization and healthier
right.
than you and I, most likely.
Right.
So let's not get it twisted. So with that, I'll relinquish the mic.
You know, and I want to land back off of something you just said. The Most High can use any means, opportunity to bring you home. If the Most High want, and it's not a bad thing on you per se. If the Most High want to use to bring you home, he used a storm, he used a flood, he used an earthquake, he used plagues, okay? So if you get on out of here, you're going to get on out of here anyway one of these days. So why try to make a big deal out of it? If y'all wants to use that to means to get you out of here, so be it. It ain't like you did something wrong. That's just the way it is sometimes. You can't live forever. Not unless the Most High restore you for his name's sake. And that's the only
right.
way you're going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to live forever if the Most High is not in the equation to restore me. I don't want him to restore me back in this mess we in right now with all these lying folks. You know, and lie ain't nothing for them to tell. So I don't
mm-hmm.
want to restore it back to this. I want to get the hell out of here quick, fast, and hurry. Okay? All right, Sister Hootie. Let us bring on Katriel from New York City. Katriel, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Bless his name, the Holy One.
Hallelujah.
With all my
Hallelujah.
Soul, all my mind. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Yeah, they're using fear tactics, you know.
Right.
But our people are wiser than that because they've been trying
right.
to shoot us up with all kinds of stuff, including heroin and crack cocaine.
Exactly.
They want to shoot all kinds of stuff with us. And they say that our people are skeptical, and we should be skeptical with the
right.
experimentations that they've been doing on us since we got here. And
right.
If you build up your immune system, you should be good. And if you're serving Yah, Yah is going to protect you.
Right.
I always make reference to the fact that these European people came to this land with so many diseases, smallpox, syphilis, gonorrhea, chickenpox, the mumps, the measles. And it wiped out a lot of the native population because they didn't have the immune system to endure what they were bringing. But it's
right.
funny how we will pack like sardines in slave ships, but make it defecating on ourselves, throwing up, and none of the diseases that they had affected us like it affected other people.
And rats running all over us and
right.
roaches and everything else on that ship. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fleas, lice. And we survived. We're survivors. So don't let them, right. Don't let the fear ride on your shoulders, okay? Go ahead, Country. I'm sorry.
My parents never gave us the vaccine. Not the mumps, not the measles, none of that. We gave the authorities letters that we Israel, we trust in Yah, and we make reference to the 91st Psalm, that none of the plagues or diseases would affect us as long as we obey Yah. So,
here you are today, Katria. Didn't get a vaccine or whatnot, mumps, measles and whatnot, and praise Yah, here you are today, aggravating me.
Yeah. And anybody else who don't want to hear the truth.
And that's the way it should be, brother. Correct me, correct me, correct me. And that goes for you, Sister Yehudi. That goes for you, Ezekiel. Because I want to be sharp. I want to stay sharp. So if I'm wrong about something, I'm putting y'all at liberty to correct me when I'm in error. I don't want to be a fool. Okay?
Well, we got all the antidotes as we read. And the antidotes are coming from Yah. It ain't coming from me. It ain't coming from you. It ain't coming from Ezekiel. It ain't coming from Sister Yehudi. It's coming from the Most High. Stop telling us what to do.
Right. Use your word. Correct me, brother. Correct me, sisters. Mm-hmm. Okay. And may the Most High correct all of us if we love him. And as Sister Yehudi read, you had to, in order to get some correction, you got to have some love and humility. If you don't have no love and humility for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, you can't stand a fool hated correction. And so Yehudi going to hit upon this soon. I don't know if it's going to be in this chapter, chapter 3 of Proverbs. But I'm not saying it just because I'm saying it. I'm saying it because Yah said a fool hated correction.
Discipline, rebuke. See, a wise man will take discipline and rebuke, right? Because he wants to become wise.
If it's the Most High. If it's just you being mean, speaking of ugly. No, if you're being correct. And that's why you take the time out and listen to what folks said, meditate on what they're saying. And if the correction needs to be corrected, you need to self-correct. That's all that is. We try to take everything. I'm going to tell you why, Country. I suspect that we act like that. We've been mistreated and abused and dominated for so long and for 402 years in county. And we've done that to one another also, that we hate correction. But a correction is a good thing. It's not a bad thing if it's coming from love. And try to help you get some get right.
So that creates a scenario for us, post-traumatic slave syndrome. So
what
are we now? We're leaning on our own understanding because we're trying to survive.
Right.
What does y'all tell them? Don't lean on your own understanding. And that's so hard to let go, you know?
Yeah.
That's so hard to let go of, to trust in y'all and allow yourself to.
And that's what I'm going to be reading. We all understand.
Hey, and you know, Sister Yehudi, you brought to mind. That's what she read yesterday. That, you know, maybe we hang out with, and she's gonna continue on with the same process. Sometimes we hang with people, we associate with people, we be in a relationship with toxic and poisonous people, and by virtue of that, we think everybody is toxic and poisonous. Everybody ain't toxic and poisonous because they correct you. They just want the best for you, what the Most High want for you. For you to be the best you that the Most High would have you to be. That's all that is.
And also, it's not just what Sister Yehudi is reading. It's what you're reading also. Because the Most High is instructing us how we're supposed to conduct ourselves so that we can achieve salvation for the future in the books of the prophecies as well.
Exactly. So that praise Yah, Sister Yehudi. That being said, Katriel, let's get started then. Isaiah chapter is a rather short chapter. It's not very long, but we're going to turn over every leaf and every stone, cross every T and dot every I. Just 12. No, I don't rush this. Sometimes you can't rush that. So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Chapter 12. And this is a continuum from chapter 11. And I'm going to tell you why it's a continuum. The first sentence. In that day, you should say, this is continuing from the prophecies for our fathers and mothers in ancient times that were in captivity. And it's a continuum, futuristic for us also, how one should comport himself when the Most High brings you back. And so this is a time frame for our founding fathers and mothers back in the day in their captivities. And used to be resolved to have this resolute understanding of Yah, and this is how you should be, how you should comport oneself. And that day, you should say,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
give thanks, as Sister Yehudia is saying. I give thanks to you, O-L-O-M. It didn't say, and Yah said, he didn't say give thanks to Black Lives Matter. He didn't say give thanks to the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Alphabet Boys and Girls, and the gay ones too. He didn't say about any of those parties. He said, you should be giving thanks to me because I'm the one put you in that situation, and I am the one will redeem you and salvage you from that situation. No one else can. Why? I put you in, I take you out. Some way it's going to happen for you. He said,
I can't take my wrath off?
No, you can't take your wrath off. No.
I can't take my priest?
No, you can't do that. No, you can't. Don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
I can't thank my teacher.
You can't do that. Don't do that. He said, and this is how you should think. Although you were wroth with me, you were angry, righteously indignated against me. Your wrath has turned back. Now you comfort me. See, God know how to be merciful. And that's why he tells us to be merciful to one another. Because he said, I know how to be merciful. You deserve exactly what you got. And mamas and daddies with little children out there that's listening, you know how you be so racially indignated against your children, and you try to beat the brakes off of them. And then several hours later, you know, and you see them around there sniffing and limping, which, you know, always broke them up a little bit. And then you want to comfort them. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But as long as you think they got the idea of what mama and daddy was trying to get across, this ain't nothing to play with. When I tell you little Johnny don't run in the street, because you had to almost run out for little Johnny and little Sally to snatch him out of the street from a truck bearing down on them. And Yah had to put himself in a bad position just to take us out of a position that we placed ourselves in. And surely you must understand how he's overwrought with us, how he's overwrought with our founding fathers and mothers before their captivity, and how he was overwrought with us to get us into our final captivity. And he's still overwrought with some of us that continue on our pursuit of nonsense, of leaning to our own understanding. But for those who are not leaning to their own understanding, who are humble to Yah, there is a resolution, there is a antidote. And that is, do what Yah tell you to do. It's just that simple. We try to make everything hard. And if you do that, Yah say, you comfort me. Behold, the Elohim who gives me triumph. He didn't say the Black Lives Matter. He didn't say the Alphabet Boys and Girls and the gay ones too. He didn't say the Republican Party or the Democratic, because the Republican Party can't do nothing for themselves. And they certainly, did you see that Christian cinema and that Joe Manchin? These suspected universal white race supremacists ain't about to do nothing in your best interest. They never have and they never will. That's why old smoking Joe Biden can't get his policy across. That's why old Joe Biden can't get his voting rights for you across, as I suspect he may be in the deal already with him. He may be in on it too. So I don't expect anything. Yes.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
You call him Smoking Joe, but it's Sleepy Joe.
Oh, Sleepy Joe. Okay. I got the wrong S word. Okay.
Smoking Joe Frazier. That's what you're thinking about.
Okay, Smoking Joe.
What do you want?
Yeah, I got the wrong S. Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy beady-eyed Joe Biden. Okay.
Beady-eyed.
Never trust a person with beady eyes.
Yeah, I don't trust a person with beady eyes. And he said, because of what? Behold, the LM who gives me triumph. That's the only way. That's the only way out. And he said, I am confident. As a result of that, and unafraid. I'm not worried about Republicans. I'm not worried about COVID-19. I'm not worried about universal white races. I'm not worried about walking dead Negroes, and so on and so forth. For Yah, the Elohim is my strength and might. He has been my deliverance. That's your answer. Joyfully shall you draw water as a result of that. from the fountains of triumph, Ezra, because you're leaning on Yah. And you said, say on that day, praise the Elohim, proclaim his name, which is Yah. Make his deed known among the people. Let folks know who got you out of the situation you were in. Declare that his name is exalted. Him, the Elohim, sing to him, for he has done gloriously for you. Let this be made known in all the world. Oh, shout for joy, you who dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. He's among you if you got some right in the land, and he's even among us when we're out of the land, if we got some good right, and we're doing what he said. And what is the mandates? What is the mandates, brothers and sisters? Let me explain it to you like you're 4 years old, okay? The mandate is, the answer is this. Cry out to the Most High. Because of the mistakes our founding fathers and mothers made to get us in a situation where we find ourselves in also. Also, cry out to the Most High in that same course of prayer about the continuum mistakes that we continue to make, which is leaning to our own understanding. And also, take care of one another, look after one another, love on one another, lift each other up, and in between that, is unify yourself together. It's just simple. We make everything hard, especially when you're leaning to your own understanding. It ain't cute. It don't work for you. There's no solution in it. And you can run to all them parties, the entities you want to run to. You can run to the alphabet boys and girls and the gay ones too. You can run to these Democratic parties. You can run to the Black Lives Matter movement. They had a civil rights movement. And we still got the same answer from all those movements. Nothing is true. So you need to go to the right source for your solution.
You know what praise I like? Yeah, too. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get my praise. I gotta give y'all some praises right quick. Praise y'all. Mm-hmm. I Elohim and bless his holy name. Praise the Most High in this assembly. And may he bless each of you. And my beautiful sister Yehuda, you have the mic.
When he says your displeasure has turned back, which Catriano has a version of it.
Right.
And you have comforted me. That's what I like. Even though he gets angry at us as a nation, he
right.
comforts us.
Exactly.
You know?
Is that so beautiful? True. I agree with you. That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
I
like that. Yeah.
My brother Katriel.
Yes, I'm here. There's so much beauty in this short chapter. Because
mm-hmm.
not only does it say that Yah would comfort us, he said, we as a nation are going to declare that Yah, it said, some books says Yah, other books just say God is my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does your book say Yah? The Lord is my salvation?
No, mine says Yahaya. No, mine
mm-hmm.
says
yes. Okay. Katriel, in the blue book, it says, what verse is that, Katriel?
12:2.
Okay, it said Jehovah. Elohim Jehovah, which is basically Elohim Yah is my strength and
right.
my soul. And he's also become my salvation. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. The blue book that I got says Yah, just Yah. And then
okay.
the last verse of that chapter, verse 6, his
okay.
name is announced again, because y'all got many names.
Right.
That's for great in your midst. Where is Yah? In the midst of us is the Holy
right.
One of Israel.
Right.
His title, his name is the Holy One of Israel. And where is
right.
he? He's not in heaven. He's in the midst of Israel. That's why
right.
people misconstrue the book of Isaiah. Because when you read chapter 12, you think it's talking about an individual. For although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comforted me. Behold, Elohim is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid of you. This is a nation speaking. It's not an individual
yes.
speaking, because you're connecting it with the last chapter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last chapter speaks about the righteous branch and the righteous remnant returning.
Right.
So I'm going to read the last 11 verse. It says in chapter 11, then
right.
what happened on that day? Yah will again recover with his hand a second time.
the remnant of his people who remain from Assyria, Egypt, Paphos, Cush, Elam, Shinar Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. He will lift up a flag for the nations, assemble the banished ones of Israel, and he will gather the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. That's where Judah is, in the four corners of the earth. Then the jealousy of Ephraim will depart, and those who harass Judah will be eliminated. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, and Judah will not harass Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of the Philistines on the west, and together they will plunder the people of the east. They will possess Esau and Moab. The sons of Ammon will be subject to them. Yah will utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea and will have his hand over the Euphrates River with a scorching wind. He will strike it into seven streams and make people walk over on dry sandals. And there will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant of his people who will be left, just as there was for Israel on the day when he came up out of the land of Egypt. And then the next chapter goes in to a continuation. Then you will say on that day, after all chapter 11 has happened, I will give thanks to you, Yah. For although you were angry with me, you should say us, your anger is turned away from us, and you comfort us. Behold, Elohim is our salvation. We will trust and not be afraid. That's how it should be. But the Most High flips back and forth between the singular and the plural. So you could do the script to Malu, and you think this is talking about somebody else. Because you're taking it out of context.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that to people who are listening, because we are aware that he communicates with us as a nation. So, yes, I agree, because what the Most High said. And I was going to say this right quick. You know, we are connected to our Creator, and we know when the truth is being told, just that we reject it. So we know. We know when truth is being said, we can connect, but a lot of us just reject it.
And that's been our problem for centuries.
Yeah.
So this chapter tells us the Most High is our salvation. His anger at some point in time is going to be turned away from us when he comforts us and gathers us and brings us back to him. Yah is our strength. And Yah, he tells you can sing. Don't let us stop you, bro. So no matter what we say, bro, keep on singing. And the fact that he says,
Hallelujah.
Listen to this, because we got to put work in, right? Salvation ain't just coming because we sit in there, Adam. Therefore, you will joyously draw out water from the springs of salvation. Salvation ain't coming to you. You have to put some work in to get it, right? When you draw out water from a well, that's work.
It's work. Yep. And it should reflect in one's life that you're drawing out water, okay?
Yeah. Are you drawing out waters of salvation? Or are you drinking them toxic waters that Yom Suf always speak about?
You better believe it. And most of them are drinking toxic water, because here's what we do, Katria, and evidence speaks for itself. You can't tell me what to do. Men and women and children alike, that's our problem. Drawing out toxic water instead of water of righteousness should reflect in your life.
And it's so far away from wisdom, because it sounds like they're leaning on their own understanding and being wise in their own eyes.
Yes, let's get to it. Let's get to Proverbs. Yes.
We ain't heard nothing from Ezekiel. Kind of quiet for a Levite.
That's true. Kind of quiet for a Levite.
It's because wisdom.
I have order, dang it. I got discipline, dang it. That's why.
You rebuking the
elders? Y'all wouldn't be nowhere without us. So,
Okay.
Nah, you know me. I know y'all be joking and stuff. I know. Don't worry. I always got something to rebuttal each and every one of y'all. If y'all want to go, I got all the smoke in the city. But anyway, you know, with this all being said, you know, like, your conversation always bringing up the Most High, all your doings and things.
And to bring him up, you should, like it says, exalt his name. You know, be happy you woke up, praise his name. Be happy you got something to eat, praise his name.
Uh-huh.
Be happy
all day, every day.
Right. People in your life, praise his name.
Food on your
praise his name, but you get to wake up another day and, you know, everything. You know. Praise
well,
his name,
you know,
and stuff.
Ezekiel, the problem is they accentuate the negative because they focus on the negative instead of accentuating the positive, which is Yah, and accentuating that.
Right.
They focus too much on the negative, and that becomes their world. And I always say this, and it's true, Ezekiel. A fish born in toxic water don't know it's born in toxic. Even when it died, it's just the way it is.
Right. And you know how it says, like, I was bringing out verse 3, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Well, this is the whole thing. You know, look at it as in, you know, you got to put in work to, you know, get that water. You know, you got to build a well and stuff. And as we know, water is the best thing for the body. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
we sit here, we draw, take it in as you draw on the name of the Most High. You got to put in work to understand how to fear him, how to love him, so forth and so on, and bring him into yourself. So therefore, you know you'll have salvation. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way, you know, dealing with him and everything and putting him inside you, because he's dwelling, like he says, in the midst of us, you know, some say in the New Testament, inside you, you know, all these different things. And if you keep doing this, this is what will clear out the body, the negativity, you know, because the Most High is the positive, you know, and that's the light.
Right.
Light ain't got nothing to do with the darkness. That's why they separate. One tries
exactly.
to consume the other,
right.
so forth and so on. So, you know, that being said, you know, keep praising up the Most High and, you know, lean on to him and draw him into you, put in that work of studying with your eyes so it goes into the brain and controls the spirit, the soul, and everything that's running through you, and keep yourself clean. Drink the water. He'll clean you, you know. Put the Most High in you. He'll clean you, you know. So, anyway, come on.
Thank you very much, brother. That's very informative. Mm-hmm. So if all the lead investigative students have had their say, we're ready to get into the we've had our appetite in Isaiah chapter 2, and now we're ready to get us some meat and taters in the book of Proverbs.
Meat and taters. I like
meat and taters. Meat and taters.
Chapter 3, Proverbs. I'm ready. My son, do not forget my teaching.
Can I stop you right there?
Go ahead. Don't do it anyway. Go ahead.
Who's speaking?
My brother.
Who's speaking? Is
King
Wisdom speaking?
King Dawit is speaking to
No.
Solomon.
King Solomon's writing Wisdom's resume down. It is Wisdom's
okay.
voice that's speaking, right?
Okay. All right.
Because he's speaking wisdom to his
also,
son.
Right. Go ahead. Continue. Let me look
yes.
this up. Because it might be the queen of... Well, I'm going to get into it. I'm going to finish reading it. And let their heart watch over my commands for length of days and long life and peace they add to you. Let not kindness and truth forsake you. If you're doing the work of the Most High, you'll have length of days and peace. And you'll walk in kindness. Let thy kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. So to be wearing it. Wearing the kindness. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Thus finding favor and high esteem in the eyes of Elohim and man. Trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Hey, Patel.
Well, I'll go back to do not let kindness the truth leave you. You're supposed to always walk the earth your whole entire life with truth, number one, and with kindness. Don't be mean. Don't be hateful. Don't be spiteful. Be kind. And what you're supposed to do, bind them around your neck. That means they ain't going with you everywhere you go. Not only around your neck, but they're on the tablets of your heart. And these two things, truth and kindness, you always have to have it.
And you know what, Katria and Sushi Hootie? We should be the leading examples of truth and kindness. You know, and some of us are the worst. We're not leading with truth and kindness. And that's what we should, that is solution, lead with truth. We should be the best black Mr. Rogers in the neighborhood. You know, you remember
and that leads me to what I was going to say, because we are suffering post-traumatic slave syndrome, which is why we lean on our own understanding, and we're gullible to lies, and we have no kindness in our hearts.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it shows forth. The evidence doesn't lie. We don't know how to speak to one another. What you looking at me for? What you stepped on my shoes, I'm going to kill you. Man, come on now.
And why do we accept the lies that our enemies are teaching us?
Exactly.
Because we don't know our Creator. Because he says, know him in all your ways. And he makes
trusting
all your paths straight.
If you trust Yahweh with all your heart, that's a hard thing to do, especially after post-traumatic slave syndrome for our people. But you have to let go and let Yah.
Because it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. And then you say that that's our slave mentality.
You can't
we fear the Most High.
That's what
and
it means.
Turn away from evil. Yeah.
That's what it means. You can't tell me nothing.
And Yah knows we have to turn away from evil. That's why these antidotes are in this book. Because we're wise in our own eyes and we're doing evil. We don't fear Yah. Like, you know, the things we're doing is going to have consequences in the hereafter because your soul is at stake. You putting your soul in the balance. Y'all said choose life and live. So
because
if you're not turning away from evil, you're dooming your soul.
Because, you know, the consequences is almost never immediately to the extent when we are pumping. But it passes down because of that. People don't recognize, no, your children don't pay for your sin. It's the fact that if your mentality is sinful, if your actions are sinful, where do they learn it from? So where's their salvation if you're not walking in it? It states, I said, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yah and turn away from evil. It is healing to your navel. So you're talking about physical, your stomach. And they've been talking about that lately, too, about problems with people's stomachs, the inside, your metabolism.
People don't realize today why they're sick, physically and mentally. It's because you're doing evil. That's why.
Thank you.
Now, so if you turn away from evil, it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. So all the things we're suffering is because we're hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious, and we're doing evil. We don't know truth, and we're not kind.
You're supposed to see your good and with the first fruits of all your increase. Today we increase in what? Ain't really plant. We increase our love for our Creator. When your storehouse shall be filled with plenty and your vats overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the discipline of Yah. Go ahead, Katriel, because I can hear you biting at the bit.
Well, we're supposed to be producers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Honor Yah with your wealth. And from the first of all, you're produced. We're consumers. Mm-hmm. You don't produce anything. We're supposed to be producing. And what we produce is supposed to be the source of our wealth. And in that production that we produce that brings us wealth, guess what? We're supposed to give the best of the best that we have from the produce that we get, the blessing from Yah, back to him.
He says, yeah. Then your barns will be filled with plenty. And when you go back to the blessings were in the path of Yah, he said you will lend to many nations and not borrow. So we're off right now because we're borrowing. Can't even get a loan.
I want to explain to the audience real quick that's listening. First of all, I'd like, and people know me on this line, just because I'm a female and sometimes I'm quiet, I don't go to order that females should be quiet. We all have something to say. And Cartriel has knowledge in certain arenas as well as Yamsu and Ezekiel, myself, and whomever, Ema, whoever comes on to share.
Well, you know, but, you shouldn't have explained that, Sushi Hudi. I mean, if they love Yah, they study Yah, let's go to that any explanation, because on both sides of the fence, male and female alike, there are two entities. There's a good side and a bad side. You got a Jezebel side on the feminist side, and you have a spirit of fools on our side, okay? A knucklehead, as far as males are concerned. A woman should have explained herself. If she's a woman of Proverbs chapter 31, I expect a woman to speak her mind. But some things don't need to be said by some women, and some things don't need to be said by some men. On both equal.
Okay, let's go to 11. All right.
Before you go to 11. When I was growing up, I know that the church was so anti-wine. Right? Can't drink no wine. Huh?
Ruined.
Can't drink no wine. What do y'all say about wine? You said your vats will overflow with new wine.
That's
Come
right.
On.
And it's good for the belly.
That's
good for
right.
The belly.
That's right, Ezekiel.
Now, yeah, it's good for the blood. Matter of fact, they tell you to drink red wine.
Yeah, so we use some medicinal
purposes. Exactly.
So, they teach you in church, you ain't supposed to be drinking no wine. No, you're not supposed to be drinking wine when you're serving Yah. But there's a time and a place for everything.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
11. My son, do not despise the discipline of Yah, and do not loathe his reproof. For when Yah loves, he reproves. As a father, the son whom he delights in, right?
Yes.
When I disciplined my children when they were younger, because I love them.
We should make demands on our children. We should make demands on our friends. We should make demands on our spouses, because of the fact correction is a good thing. And if you ain't, because I ain't right sometimes. And then if I got a spouse, can't tell me what's right. You can be able to tell me what's right, but you can't tell me no nonsense, man. Because on the same token, I'm going to tell her what's right. I'm not going to tell her a bunch of nonsense. Because everything I would tell my spouse or my friend Cartrell or you, Sister Judy, I didn't thought it out. Or Ezekiel, I didn't thought it out. And I, if I'm correct you, I ain't going to say, Cartrell, man, you need to listen to me, you dummy. I'm not going to send them to the Cartrell. Check it out, bro. Now, I don't think you should be doing that. The reason why I don't think you should be doing that, this and that and the other. And you know, because y'all don't want you doing it like that, Cartrell. You know, I ain't gonna say you dumb. See, because we don't know how to talk to one another. We've been socially engineered.
You're not gonna put another person down. Yeah.
Right. We've been socially engineered and conditioned. We don't know how to talk to one another. We need to learn how to talk to one another.
Right. Let me get through all.
You just
want to
make a comment before you
go
on.
Go ahead, Ben. Mm-hmm.
My son, don't reject the discipline of Yah or loathe his rebuke. For whom Yah loves, he disciplines. Right? Just as a father disciplines the son whom he delights. So when your father disciplines you, he's trying to bring out the best in you. And who knows best for us than the Most High? And everything that you learn is a discipline, whether it be math, whether it be science, whether it be astrology, whether it be astronomy, whether it be counting. All these things are discipline. If you learn law, that's a discipline. If you learn medicine, that's a discipline. Everything that you learn is a discipline. What do we need to learn to be closer to the Most High? And to be closer to the Most High, you have to go through some discipline. And you can't feel bad when you're trying to get that discipline and Yah's not feeling you. He's trying to correct you. but you're not willing to go with correction. So I look at it like martial art class. I'm trying to learn martial art as a discipline. I can't argue with the teacher who's trying to teach me, you know, that you're teaching me wrong. I have to listen to what they say. I have to listen to him telling me that I'm doing it wrong. Over and over again, you're doing it wrong. That's his review. And I have to get it right so he won't tell me that I'm doing it wrong in order for me to advance in the discipline of martial art.
Well, look what they say, not just the discipline, but for a man to be blessed in 13 because he has found wisdom. That's interesting. He's not blessed because he's got a lot of money. He has a roof over his head. But basically, he has found wisdom. And the man who gets understanding for the gain from it is better than gain from silver. And it's increased in fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all your delights are not comparable to hers. Whoa.
You know why she says that?
Go ahead.
Because silver, gold, precious jewels cannot buy Yah. That's not going to get you closer to Yah. Your silver, your gold, your jewels, it's not going to bring you under the connection that you're supposed to have with the Most High. Y'all don't care about those things.
Because it says she's more precious than rubies, mm-hmm. and all your delights are not comparable to her. Length of days is in her right hand. Riches and esteem is in her left hand.
So can money, can silver and gold buy you long life?
No.
Can't.
Contrary to Sister Hootie, going back for a minute, and on the statement as far as discipline is concerned, everything has a discipline, a codification for it. You can't go and put up electricity, all hodgepodge. You can't go build a house, all hodgepodge. You can't do nothing in this world worth doing, all mismatch. You can't tell me nothing because you're going to get electrocuted. The house going to fall down. The sewer going to fall in. The toilet going to fall over. Everything in life has discipline. And the only way you're going to get good at it, you follow the codification for the discipline.
And what happens when you don't follow the codifications? You have engineering disasters, don't you?
That's everything in life, brother. Everything in life.
Bridges fall down. Buildings fall down. You ain't follow the codes.
Right.
So... 14, I'll repeat, for the gain from it is better than gain from silver. And it's increased than fine gold. 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all your delights are not comparable to her. The babe is on her right hand, riches and esteem in her left hand. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
You can't buy peace or pleasantness, can you?
Her ways are pleasant. Her paths are peace. She is mm-hmm. a tree of life to those taking hold of her. Hallelujah.
Don't skip over them. Because there's a lot of subject matter on the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the tree of life? The tree of life is wisdom. And guess what you got to do? You got to take hold to the tree of life.
And blessed are all who retain her. Mm. Yeah, now listen to this. Yah founded the earth by wisdom. Ooh, she was deep. He established the heavens by understanding. Huh?
May I say something, please? That last verse you just said. See, people are studying just like we're doing, but they're not retaining their studies. And you got to retain the codification. It ain't simply good to study it and forget about it. You have to retain it and exercise it. I'm done, sister. I'm done.
So again, she's letting you know. Verse. People ask, who is y'all talking to when he said, let us create man in our image, after our likeness? And they think, a lot of people in church think that it's Jesus. But we see here again, she acknowledges Yah found the earth by wisdom. Wisdom in Yah created all things. He established the heavens by understanding. We know that wisdom says she is understanding. Mm-hmm. Right?
Please.
So wisdom and understanding, one and the same.
He established the heavens by understanding. 20.
And it's more than one
by
heaven.
By his knowledge, the depths were broken up. The clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Isn't that powerful that the Most High, by his not the depths were broken up and the clouds dropped down dew? 22.
Hold up. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Because the waters that Yah created in the beginning are the same waters that are on earth now through the process of evaporation.
Right.
Condensation and evaporation. Water is like one of the only elements that has three elements, solid, liquid, and gas.
My son, depart from your eyes. Watch over soundness and discretion. 22. Then they become like to your being and as a adorn to your neck. Then you would walk safely in your way and your foot would not stumble. So we walk in the path of the Most High, we won't stumble. We'll be in safe as always. When I pray, no harm come to you, you harm no one else. But you dwell in safety. And when you lie down, you need not be afraid. And you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden dread, nor of the ruin of the wrong when it comes. And it's so around us, so much wrongness and violence. But Yah is at your side. And you shall guard your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When it is in the power of your hand to do so? Wow, if it's in your power, don't withhold the good.
That you got it and you owe somebody or you promise somebody, your word need to mean what you say and say what
it's
you
your
mean.
Your bond.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Because it says, do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I'll give it when you have it with you. Do not plan evil against your neighbor, seeing he dwells safely beside you. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again. People having they lie. If you got
They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. They're backstabbers. Nah. What they do?
Yeah, that is true. You know, you just threw me off. I was in that little zone. Okay, that's all right. I still love you, brother.
Praise you.
Do not plan. 29, do not plan evil against a neighbor, seeing he dwells safely beside you.
Mm.
Do not strive with a man without cause. If he has done you no evil. Don't we do that? Some of us do.
Is that the people that be raising their hands before they show even start?
Yep.
Is that the people that be raising their hands before they show even start?
Bingo, Katria, you get the golden bell for the night.
Hey, Katria, I was trying to listen to Katria. Sorry, Yum Su. Hold up. Katria.
Do not contend with a person for no reason if he has done you no harm. And I ask Yum Su, is it those people that have their hand raised before the show starts?
Yes, bingo. You get
they
the
want
golden
to contend.
Yeah, they want to fight.
No reason.
Don't even know us. Heard about us. Heard about the Real Talk for Real People study show, the praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. They want to fight. We don't do that.
Because there is a question and answer period.
People could raise their hands then.
Exactly.
Now, this is what some of us do. I've seen it. Do not envy a cruel man and choose none of his ways.
America.
No, because a lot of us, you know, I know growing up as a young person, I would envy, because I know what I know now, the waste of time. You don't envy people who are doing cruel things. For the perversive one is an abomination to Yah, and his secret counsel is with the straight. The curse of Yah is on the house of the wrong, but he blessed the home of the righteous.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
He certainly but gives favor to the humble. Hallelujah. The wise do inherit esteem, but fools are bearing away shame. You know how we say that's foolish. Ooh, that's a shame.
Praise
Yah. Fool's
book. Fool's book. Certainly a lot of fool on there. But you know what, Sister Hootie, my last commentary on that, and it was an ongoing commentary, is this. People think that, you know, being envious of people like that is going to work out for them. You know, I never was a child. I mean, I was a little bit arrogant and a little bit egotistical, and I probably have some residuals of that. But I didn't think, you know, I didn't like nobody because they were cruel or something, you know, because unfortunately, I feel I was raised by a cruel man. And if you had been in that situation, had been raised by a cruel man who was my father, I'm not cruel toward people. Now, I speak my mind. If I think you're wrong about something, I'm going to get on you behind. But there's a limit to me telling you what's right. I'm not going to try to make you do it. I'm not going to argue, fuss, fight with you. Now, you're going to do it, you're going to do it, or you're going to get on out of my way. But I'm not the one to call you out your name, put my hand on you, and mistreat you and abuse you. That I've been raised like that. And I refuse to do it. And you know, you remember back in the day, Sister Hood and Cartrell, and y'all know this, people used to play the dubs. You know, talk about folk mama.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get down with that because I was being a victim of abuse and seeing my mother abused. And I told everybody, I said, look here, I don't play the dud, not going about your business. I don't talk about your mama, don't say nothing about mine. Oh. And I feel bad about it. I felt bad about this for a long time. There was a girl in high school, I mean, we were 8th grade or something like that. And she was sitting behind me. And I'm a football player. And there were several football players in my class, you know, in my homeroom class. And I said, look here, Lois. Now, I ain't gonna tell you, but one more time. Don't talk about my mama. I don't talk about yours. And she said something about my mama. Man, I just snapped, man.
You snapped?
I snapped on her, man. I snapped on her. I jacked her like I jack a dude. And the dude said, Kilbert, what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? I said, I told you, I don't talk about folk mama, man, because I'm seeing my mother being mistreated. Okay. I'm being mistreated. And when I tell you, leave me alone with that. Go on with that, okay? Don't be playing that nonsense with me. And I feel better. And I saw her years later. As a matter of fact, she was a judge. She still is. And me and her tight now. And I apologize to her years later. I mean, I think about 10 years later. But I have to go in our courtroom maybe about 15 years ago, 15, maybe even longer than that, maybe even longer. And she said, I said, oh, Lord. I saw her name. I said, oh, Lord. She been a sock soul to me. But I saw mercy and kindness in that sister. I'm going to tell you what happened. That prosecutor wanted a sock soul to me. But she asked me, she said, are you my slave now? Are you Ron Kilroo, who I went to high school? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm here. I said it, rejected legal. I know she was going to hang me. She said, yeah. She said, I thought that was you. I said, yes, ma'am, that's me. And then I go out, and the guy comes out. He said, well, the prosecutor wants you to do, what did he say, a year or 2 years? I said, man, I'm not doing a date, okay? I ain't did nothing. I ain't going to do no doubt. I said, I don't put no time on me. I said, look, you work with me, my lawyer. I said, you go in and tell that dude, I'm not doing a date. I'm not setting the time. I ain't did nothing. You go in and tell him that. I said, don't be coming here telling me what he said. You tell him what I said. So he comes back, smiles. He said, you ain't got to do no time. And I said, okay, well, I paid a little fine. But I knew what happened. I knew because they got to run things by the judge. And so we went to a class reunion maybe 2 years later. I said, what's up, Judge Judy? She said, what's up, Killer Brew? I said, I ain't nothing. I said, look, Lois, I'm going to apologize to you. I was being abused. My mother was being abused. And I had no right to take it out on you. And I said, I do apologize. She said, Killer, I forgot about that. She said, I ain't thought about it. I said, she said, I love you because you're my classmate. We went to school all these years together. I said, but I feel bad. Cause I said, never put no hand on no woman, anybody for that matter. So I know what cruel did, and it hurt me. But when I saw it, but me and her tight as Dick hat band. Not. And so that's why I tell people, don't put your hand on women or anybody for that matter, for any reason. Let's say they're a threat to your life. But when you're young and inexperienced, you don't know what to do and how to do it. And then you just let your emotion get the best. That's why I hate to be led by my emotion. And the most I said, right, don't let your emotion.
Right.
You hurt somebody or you'll get hurt. So I try not to let my emotions lead me, because after all those years and thinking about it, and this is for the youths out there who maybe listen to the show, do not let your emotion lead you. Let facts, let the Most High importantly, because when your emotion leads you, you do dumb stuff that has an impact on you. I could have went all the way out on left field and become a cruel, evil person, but that just wasn't part of me. So don't let follow cruel people, because it ain't you. Don't try to be something you ain't. And don't let your emotion get the best of you, because it'll have a negative impact if you're not that kind of person. And don't be trying to be like those kind of people. And I said that this, follow what Yah says in that last verse, because Yah ain't lying. Take an ex-fool's advice. Don't let your emotions lead you, and don't try to be like cruel people. It don't make you better.
Yeah, buffoons are barren. Yes, sis. The wise do inherit esteem, but fools are bearing away shame.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
You couldn't have grew up in New York City, man. You would have had a lot of fights. You fight people over a dozen. They're like, your mother's so old, she fought dust.
Yes.
Your mama's so old, I slam her face in some dough and she come out with gorilla cookies.
And I assure you, Cartrell, feeling what I was going through at that time, being abused, my mother, I would have stepped up to the challenge. You better believe it.
Now you got to learn how to crack back. That's what the dozen is all about.
I don't talk about people. No, I don't do that.
But
there's some things I don't do. I don't talk about people. I don't talk about their mother.
Right.
I don't
white do people
that.
Talk about their mother. You can't just do that to anybody.
Right.
But
I just don't do it, Cartrell.
I just wanted to go back.
If my mother went through every weekend. Oh, let me finish. If he saw what my mother went through every weekend, what I went through every day of my life, no, I'd have met the challenge.
See, I understand it. Because what you've been through, and it's that like slave syndrome, is we're broken and we're trying to put it pieces together, so it's
exactly.
Understandable. That was back in the past, but he's just saying where he grew up.
Right.
You had to be tough that way. You were tough in another way.
Right.
But I'm quite sure Cartrell dealt with some stuff himself growing up. So
I'm sure
we all have.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm
Cartrell.
Sure. Yeah, and that's not to take anything away from his experience.
Right.
And none from yours, Sister Hootie. But we have to respect the fact that everybody have different experiences. Everybody didn't have that Leave It to Beaver thing. As a matter of fact, that is the primary reason. Right. That is the primary reason why I left home and joined the Marine Corps. Right. Yeah, I left home and joined the Marine Corps at 17. In October, I turned 17. He said I was in the Marine Corps. That is the primary reason, because of the abuse in the household, the name calling. Mm-hmm. I don't do name mm-hmm. calling. I don't do physical abuse. Mm-hmm. I saw from a firsthand experience, it traumatized people. And no, I refuse to traumatize people. And
well,
I refuse
you left
to be part of the organization. Right.
Right. You left home a year before I did. I left at 18. Verbal abuse.
Right.
So we have
name,
similar.
I don't get out like that. So.
Right.
I don't do that.
But,
and y'all is right. Y'all is right, Sister Yehudi. Y'all is right, mm-hmm. Cartrell. So now be like those people. And I hold on. And I want to say this. I love my father. Don't get it twisted. You better not say nothing about him. If you're not part of the family, it was under that inundation of abuse. But there'd be, if it weren't for my father, I wouldn't be here. And there were a few good moments when I think about my dad. So that don't give nobody else right to mention my daddy. My brothers and sisters can mention.
Is he alive?
Yeah. No, died. No, he died when he was 70. My mother is 90 now.
Okay.
So. We went down to a family reunion in Mississippi, and they were talking about my dad. I said, hold on, my cousin, Moses. My dad's name was Moses. Moses, I said, hold on. You keep Moses out your mouth. The only somebody can say something about my father is me and my brother and sister. Now, because I know something about your dad, which is my uncle, but I don't bring it up in conversation. So don't keep
right.
my dad's name out your mouth, okay?
I got what you're saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Because I forgave him, but it still hurts. After all these years, it still hurts.
And tonight on ABC is a continuation of Emmett Till
mm-hmm.
and how Emmett's mother was a pioneer, which was the beginning of awakening in 1955 of the Civil Rights Movement.
Right.
And what's interesting was connected with Biden. See, little history. The civil rights bill has to be renewed every so often, so many years.
Okay, how they going to give you something if they gave it to you? And why they got to keep renewing something they gave to you?
It expires. It's not like the law of the gay people. That's set in stone.
All right.
Us, it's civil. It's not. See, this is something here that I'm just going to break it down real quickly for the listeners. That things in this Constitution is temporarily. They can enact it any time. They can say and rightfully say with 2/3 of a person.
Right.
Only good thing today happened is the Supreme Court cut down mandatory vaccinations with businesses, which is their right. Should not
Praise
be God. Mandatory. Because they were talking about it and talking about it for the longest.
Right.
Biden swayed that way because he needs the backing of business and big corporations. Now,
right.
him wanting... with the voting situation, we must do the well, we don't have to, but people who vote need to do the research. I already
right.
know.
Right.
That why is it that we as a people our rights have to be renewed every 5, 6, 7, 10 years? Because the last one Last one was 1990 something, I can't remember. And then something in 2006 and 2008.
So it goes right back to this proverb. It tells
mm-hmm.
us, it instructs us by way and word of Yah. It says, do not envy a violent person and do not choose any of his ways. We know that the Western man, he lives by the sword. To this very day, there's more guns in America than people. These people have the atomic bombs, nuclear bombs, weapons of mass destruction that can blow the planet up 300 times. Yet, we're trying to choose to be like them. for the devious are an abomination to Yah. These people are an abomination to Yah. But he is intimate, upright. And that's what Ezekiel was talking about. We got to get that intimacy with Yah. Yah got to be by our side, inside of us, in our minds, in our hearts, and in our souls. You have to be intimate with Yah. And the only way you're going to be doing that is if you're upright. You're not choosing the ways of the people we see around us. He said the curse of Yah is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And take an ex-fool's advice about that. As Katra just read about cruelty. I know from first-hand experience and observation, and you don't want to be like that. And if you're not like that, don't try to be like that. Don't try to pretend to be, don't want to be like that, because there's no satisfaction in it. So take an ex-fool's advice and follow the word of Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and be the best person that the Most High wants you to be. And don't be waylaid, or don't be broadsided, or forced into doing something. As Sister Huey read about yesterday, being in a gang trying to be tough. You ain't tough, man. It's people far tougher than you are. I'll cry like a baby and tell on everybody and everything. And they'll say, why do 10 when you can tell on a friend? Okay? So stop hanging with them kind of people. Stop trying to be one of like, try to want to be like those people, cruel and evil people. It won't work for you. It ain't cute. It's going to work on you. It's going to catch up with you. Take an exclude advice. All right, okay. Ezekiel's sister hadn't said anything, Yehudi. Zeke?
Well, he said he in the cut. He laying back. I don't know what he doing.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm just waiting.
Speak up, young man. Speak up, my brother.
Going over Proverbs, this chapter and stuff, talks about, you know, like, for instance, it says, verse 27. It talks about, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. You know, that goes for, you know, we all give the credit to the Most High, and that's what we're supposed to do, but also the Most High uses certain individuals, you know, that deserve a little credit, too, because they're the ones coming out trying to help you or whatever the case may be and stuff, or this person has a good name, you know, so forth and so on. So it's good to say, hey, thanks for helping me out with X, Y, and Z, you know what I'm saying? And that will make that person feel like, okay, cool, I'm, you know, this is good, this makes me feel good, you know, I want to keep doing this stuff because this is what the Most High wanted me to do in the first place, you know what I'm saying? So, like even Nebuchadnezzar fell down to Daniel's feet with his face down to the ground and says he worshiped him, you know. But Eastern culture and stuff, that's the highest, most respect that somebody could have for the next person. Not to say they was worshiping him as the Most High himself, you know. Also, we have in here, it talks about keeping, you know, having integrity. You know, keeping your word and stuff. That's the biggest thing. I'm going to bring out two laws one law that deals with the integrity, and then also about, you know, you sitting on your bed wanting to do evil and things towards your own people. You create mischief in your mind to plot and plan against your own people and stuff for whatever the reasons may be. You get mad at somebody without a cause, not even understanding what's the cause, what's the beef. You just blatantly coming out and not telling them, hey, I have an issue with you, and this is the issue X, Y, and Z. You don't even explain that. You're just waking up ready to do something wicked to somebody. And the Most High is saying he don't like that. You know, you plotting against your brother, you breaking his commandment. And I have a law for that. So I'm going to deal with that law first and then about, you know, keeping your integrity. Obviously, I said this before, Leviticus 19. Verse 17 says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. but thou shalt love thy people as thyself. I am Yah. So that's a law right there. If you're doing any of these things inside your heart and your mind while you laying on your bed, going to sleep at night because you did not take the issue up, like it tells you, if you have an issue with your brethren, take it up with them first. If they will not hear you, go to the elders, you know, and that's how we're supposed to do things. So with that being said, if you ain't taking these precautions and these steps of what the Most High is telling us to do, then therefore this is why we have all these problems. And then it also says not to let the sun set on your anger. This is why it's important to take care of those issues right away, at that moment, at that time. Because if you let the stuff sit in you and it's an issue, and then two, if that person is trying to bring you those situations to you and let you know about it and you ain't trying to hear it or whatever the case may be, it's sitting in that individual that whole time, and then it starts festering. It's a festering wound, and therefore it becomes infected. Once it comes infected, then you have another domino effect of bitterness, anger, wrath, jealousy, envy. All these different things creep right inside to have a wicked eye towards your own people or against your children, your dad, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your husband, your wife, whatever the case may be. This is what happens, and I speak this because I know this. I've been through this, you know, and so forth and so on. It's not a good feeling. Also, as the law says, that's the law on that. Now, I'm just using this part of the law, Deuteronomy chapter 23, for the integrity part.
But before you go there, like you just said, it's not just brother to brother and those situations between brother to brother. It's between all of our people, whether it be your husband or wife or your fiance, your man, or you and your children. The same
right.
thing applies to all of us.
Mm-hmm. God. Tell the elder.
Okay.
And, even with the strangers, the Gentiles and stuff, you know. Y'all may have some issues with somebody, but take it up to them and stuff. And they ain't trying to hear it, even though they may not be our people, you know, and they may act ignorant and stuff. You know, sometimes I'm saying with men, you know, they may go the ignorant route, want to try to, you know, swing off on you or something. And, you know, you got to get down and get dirty because it even tells you in Proverbs, sometimes some lips call it for strokes. So anyway.
Don't digress.
Right. This is the integrity part, Deuteronomy 23 and verse 21. It says, when thou shalt vow a vow unto Yah thy Elohim, thou shalt not slack to pay it, for Yah thy Elohim will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, and shall be no sin in thee, that which is gone out of thy lips thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vow unto Yah thy Elohim, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. So this says unto the Most High, when you swear on his name and make a vow to him and stuff, you're going to have to repay it. Also in the earth today is about keeping your integrity. If you say you're going to do something to individuals and stuff, keep your word, because people are looking up for you to keep your word. That's why it tells you about, you know, when we get further on in Proverbs, it's talking about having a good name. Having a good name out here, your reputation, you know, who you are and things like that. You know, this is what you're supposed to do. It's a foreshadow, and it's the practice that the Most High even wants with you when you make a vow and swear on his name. You're keeping your word, because the Most High always keeps his word. If we his children, we need to keep our word too. That goes for anything, any deals, businesses, any promises you make with anybody, family again, friends, whoever. You need to keep your integrity so you have a good name. You know, and not out here trying to marry each other's names.
It goes back to the beginning of the chapter. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but truth and kindness is what we started out with. It should be bound around your neck and a tablet on your heart, truth and kindness. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, then you're a liar, right? When y'all say he's going to do something, he's going to carry it out. And that's who spoke and created the heavens and the earth. They used to tell us when we were younger, sticks and stones shall break your bones, but words will never harm you. That's to be reversed. Words have power, and words can hurt you. Whether you use them wrongly, because what does power say? Life and death is in the power of the tongue, right?
Mm-hmm.
If what you say has life and death just by the words that you say, it means that you should guard your tongue and watch what you say. Because once you say it, you can't take it back, especially when you make an oath to the Most High. And we've all, you know, really coming back to Yah, we should have that oath that we're going to serve him and turn from our wicked ways. That's a promise that we make to Yah that we should keep.
Yep. And he will come after you. Will come after for his payment, too.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yah. When you make oath about anything, and most importantly, Yah, your word is your bond, and your bond is your word. And if you're not representing that word, your word ain't worth, you ain't worth too. If your word ain't no good, you ain't no good.
So our leaders, three qualifications, men of God, men of truth, and men that hate unjust gain. We know the political leaders of America are what? They come out, they say one thing, and they do another. They make promises that they don't keep. They're liars. They're not keeping their word. None of them ever keep their word. That's why a lot of people are in a dilemma, putting hope in Joe Biden. Oh, we're going to put you in office, Joe, but what you going to do for us? Oh, I'm going to make sure you get the voter rights act. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Native Americans told us these people speak with a forked tongue. And we haven't been convinced yet that they speak with a forked tongue.
They're liars. She is wicked. We just read that yesterday, so why are we putting our confidence in these people? I don't get it.
They don't even believe in their own constitution or Bill of Rights. The only truth to be self-evident that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator. Don't we fall in that category? Where do we come from? We aliens from another planet or something?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how they think, because we're two-thirds of a human being.
Yeah.
And they can argue that fact.
Their Bill of Rights is elusive when it comes to us. Okay? Very elusive. And so we can expect nothing from anything that they have, their Bill of Rights, their doctors, their lawyers, their politicians, or anything else for that matter. We cannot put any hope or confidence in these people. Our hope is confidence and our answers to our problems is in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We found this out. So for those who want to continue to put their hopes in their political parties and so on and so forth, their Black Lives Matter, and the alphabet boys and girls, and I'm talking about the gay ones too. If you're going to put your hope in them,
put it this way. Our violent oppressors, because he read it in this proverb, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The man of violence. Do not envy a violent man. These people are super violent. There's more guns in America than people. These people got the nuclear bombs that could blow the planet up 300 times. And they most often they abomination to him. Violence? Shoot. Imagine if he had did to them what they did to us.
First of all, we rely on the Creator. But if they changed that Constitution, then I can see some difference. But no, they're going to leave it as it is. They're not going to change it. They're violent. And they're not to be trusted. People may get, but some of them are. You know.
They put paperwork together for the Native Americans. They call them treaties. Did they break those treaties?
Oh, yes, many times.
The Constitution is just another paperwork treaty.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything. It's not worth the papers written on. Okay?
Right.
So let us make our closing remarks on these people, these oppressors. And let us give Yah praise, because that is our solution and answer. And I'm going to ask Ezekiel. Ezekiel, what's your closing marks and whatnot, according to Yah?
According to the Most High, we need to be like Yah. We don't need to be and follow these ways and the mindsets of these other nations that's been corrupting our way of living, our mindsets, and taking us away from our L, you know, and treating each other like the oppressors, you know, with any type of mental attacks and things like that on each other and stuff. We need to listen and do what the Most High asks us to do, and we need to follow his ways and continue to keep following his ways and cleanse yourself, your mind, your body, and your soul from all of this toxicity and pollution from our oppressors, these other nations. So we could inherit our land, you know, get back our land that's already been given to us, and have peace and joyfulness, and the Most High always keeping his hand and his face turned towards us, and living in harmony with him and with our people and things. So cast away, you know, all the evil doings and cleanse yourself by constantly meditating on his Torah. And that's all I got to say. All praise to the Most High, Yah.
Praise Yah. Sister Yehudi, your Cold and Mars commentary?
Just be true to yourself and go seek the Creator in all that you do. And be aware of your surroundings. But show kindness for deserved and not be so easily swayed by people with nice words, big money. Those things waste away. But the love of the Most High is forever.
Praise God. Cartrell, your closing remarks or commentaries?
I want to give praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for the enlightenment that he's given us through his way, through the readings that he preserved over the centuries for us to attain this light and this wisdom that we're attaining as we do these Blog Talk radio shows. Nobody on earth is teaching the wisdom of King Solomon. They consider him the wisest man on earth. And what we're reading and what we're gleaning from King Solomon are the keys to align ourselves with the Most High Yah. And it's amazing because a lot of our teachers who were awakened, they're not teaching King Solomon. But King Solomon, he had his problems with women. But here, he's accentuating the power of the feminine principle by introducing us to the feminine principle of wisdom. So these two verses in this chapter that we just read is so powerful because they're antidotes coming straight from wisdom and from Yah. What does she say? Do not be afraid, verse 25, of sudden danger, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. And that's the type of situation we're living in right now.
Praise
God. Yah will be your confidence. That's why we're pursuing what Yah requires us to do. His word for you, Yah will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. So we're not worried about COVID-19, Delta virus, Omicron, Decacron, whatever name you want to call it. That's for the wicked. Their house is cursed. They're reaping the fruits of their labor. And if you're in tune with Yah, you have to know that the Most High is going to keep your foot from being caught. So it's so beautiful to attain this spiritual strength from our ancient fathers, from the Most High, that he caused them to leave on record, that we could drink from the fountain of salvation. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. I just simply want to say in our closing remarks, you have to make a choice in this. The choice is you want to do what the world says, the oppressors, you want to be like everybody else. Nobody's going to argue with you. That's your choice. But if you want something better in life, you want a restored soul for the Most High name's sake, well, it takes work. It takes change. And not for the worst. And also, that being said, we like to give you some parting gifts that facilitate your understanding of the Most High, which is a new heart and a new spirit, just like King Dawood. And King Dawood was a man after the Most High heart. Why? Because the Most High said. So ask the Most High for a new heart and new spirit. Learn to love what remotely looks like you. Then you can learn to love yourself. Well, first learn to love yourself. Then you can love what remotely looks like you, your neighbor, which is your brothers and sisters. You can have the right spiritual approach this Because if you don't have the right spirit to approach these studies and to make the right application, it's futile. We pray that the Most High continue to bless you, direct you, and order your steps. That being said, we don't know where y'all going, but we're going to get ready to get out of here. Praise the Most High and bless us.
Hallelujah.
Y'all want to say something to the folks? We love y'all. Bye-bye. Shalom. Y'all want to say something to the folks?
I'm just going to say be about it, not just talk about it, but in your actions and your deeds, and only the Most High knows. Hallelujah. Good night.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. Hallelujah. Continue to drink from the well of salvation, because the water is sweet.
Praise y'all. Ezekiel?
Praise y'all.
Thank you. Well, let's hold y'all.
All right. Well, may the Most High bless you. We love you. Shalom. And good night.
All right. Shalom.
Well, maybe you know why I'm here. Your daughter and I have been dating for some time now, and you've always been real, real nice to me. I look at your family pictures, and I realize that I want the same thing, too. I almost feel like I could call you Mama and Daddy. Really, that's what I'm here to talk about. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this man is slowly coming into view. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. I know it's hard watching the changes in our lives, but I wanna make your daughter my wife. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, cause you're leaving her in real I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this love is slowly coming into view. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday want to be. Forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. And the picture of this man is surely coming into view.
and the picture of my wife is slowly coming into view, and the picture of his love is surely coming into view. Yeah, the picture.